This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Dana Smith, Director of Member and Public Relations for Rural Electric Convenience Cooperative. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Hi, Rick. Glad to be here.
Dana, coming up in a very short time is RECC's 75th annual meeting. It will be held on June the 7th. We're, of course, going to talk about the meeting. And we're going to start off our program today, though, by talking a little bit about the beginnings of RECC, which obviously was a little more than 75 years ago.
Yes, this will be our 75th annual meeting, and really our meetings kind of got started back in 1936 when the government created the Rural Electrification Administration and made loans available for people to take out funds to be able to build electric lines to get in through the countryside, because back at that time, most of the farms in the country did not have electricity. So they were out there doing manual labor and really scraping by. And of course, it was depression time in the 1930s. We kind of forget how tough things really were back then. So the government gave local farmers and businessmen and homeowners in the rural areas, gave them a chance to help themselves by providing these loans and bring electricity out there and to make their life a little easier, make their productivity better, and just improve the whole quality of life for rural residents.
And that started with a $5 membership, and that still goes today?
Yeah, I get a kick out of that, because all they did back then was go around the countryside to get people to sign up for this cooperative, and they said $5 for membership is all you need. And of course, at that time, $5 was a lot of money. But people did that, and just in the hope that they would really be able to build those lines out to them. And of course, it did come out, and they were able to build those lines and fulfill their promises. And today, that $5 is still exactly the same today, that when people sign up, they have a $5 membership fee that we hold on to. And actually, eventually, they do get that back if they leave the cooperative.
RECC began where, actually, was, say, your first offices after it got up and running?
Well, the first office was in Divernon. And near the square there, they were in a couple of different buildings there in the early days, and we've got some neat old pictures of some of the crew back then, and the ladies in the office just all crammed into one office space. It wasn't nearly as nice as today, obviously. But they started in Divernon and got along fine there. Some of the first poles that went in were in that area, but they spread across the five counties that we serve today fairly fast. It was amazing how many lines they got in before World War II. They'd served a lot of members. And they kind of got into a little slow growth there because of the war and the war materials that they needed and the shortage of labor even. And then late in the 1940s, really got off to growth spurt again. And by the 1950s, we're pretty well spread through most of the areas that we do serve today.
And speaking of today, what does RECC serve as of today?
Well, we have about 5,800 accounts today. And we're, of course, here in Macoupin County, Montgomery, Sangamon County, Christian County, and a little bit of Morgan County is the areas that we're at. So really, anybody today, we would say we probably have universal coverage established, where if you're out there in the countryside, somewhere in the neighborhood, we've got a line for you. We may have to build back off the road to your house or your cabin or something, but we do have the area fairly well covered.
As we talk about the present day, recently RECC went with, I guess we could say, a look at alternative ways of providing energy when the Gobknob turbine was put in. And what is the status of that now?
Well, about 3 years ago, yes, our board of directors did decide they wanted to explore a little more in renewable energy. And so we ended up building a wind turbine at Farmersville, we call Gobknob. And it's been operating very well there for the last couple of years and still is putting out power. It's about 900 kilowatts, so it's a good-sized power source, but in the utility industry, it's pretty tiny, really. And so it's just a little bit of our electricity that we produce, or I should say that we sell, is produced by us. And, of course, most of our energy is still coming from coal. And as downstate Illinois people probably realize, that is where most of our electricity is coming from, is coal, a lot of it from local coal and some being imported from further away. But We're really relying on that yet, and we hope people don't forget that as we plan for the future, we've really got to get those baseload plants that are ready to operate and keep people's lights on all the time, because the wind is great when it blows. It doesn't always blow, and some people are talking about solar systems, and the sun doesn't shine 24 hours a day, obviously, and some days it doesn't shine at all. So we've got to have that mix there, and that's what we've been trying to work on and to decide for the future is what do we need as far as a power source that's both reliable and affordable and good for the environment.
And RECC, like any electric company, as you say, depending on coal, there's been a lot of, shall we say, regulation or things brought up about that. How is that going at today's stance?
Well, it's going kind of tough. They're adding more regulations all the time, and right now some more things have been proposed from EPA and said that they're going to be putting into effect that will probably shut down some of the coal plants here in Illinois. Probably not won't affect us nearly as much directly. The power sources we have are mostly newer plants, and we actually have one brand new coal plant that we're going to be getting some power from in southern Illinois here in the next month. But Ameren and some of the other power companies have some older plants that rather than put the money into them and be able to upgrade them and meet all the newest regulations, they're probably going to shut those plants down. And so that will be a concern in the future. Do we have enough electricity and enough capacity to meet our needs? Because it still is growing, believe it or not, with the economy being down and things maybe don't look so good right now, but we're starting to grow already in energy use. And as the economy picks up, it'll probably multiply even faster.
Your meeting, which is June the 7th, we'll go over a number of things for those who attend. And first off, maybe you'd like to tell us how the meeting will go and maybe some of the business concerns that will be discussed there.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a pretty good tradition built here with our meeting, and the 75th won't be too different on some of those. We'll start off with a dinner at 5 o'clock. This will be a Thursday evening. So dinner and registration start at 5, and people can come in, get a free pork chop dinner. They have displays there from both the co-op and from some local vendors and businesses, and some things for kids to do. And the business meeting then starts at about 6:45. We say 7 o'clock, but we'll really get started with some early bird prizes and things at 6:45 and go through and just talk about the current state of the business for the co-op here, the things going on. We do have some elections for three directors. Our three candidates this year are running unopposed. We are looking at some bylaw changes, some relatively minor things to keep us up to date on the laws and codes and things we have to follow. And one thing this year that's extra special, though, is we are having extra activities for kids. During that business meeting, when the parents go into that session, we'll have another planned session for kids to be able to have time on their own and be away from all the big folks there and not have to bother them for a while. We'll have a magic show going on for them and some games and activities. So parents can come, bring their kids for that part of the program. They can attend the business meeting, and hopefully still by 8 o'clock or so, they can head home and not really have everybody out later than normal.
And you'll also have some displays concerning electric items, correct, during the meeting?
Yep, we're going to have things from the co-op. We're going to be talking about safety, of course, is always big in our agenda there. We want people to use electricity as safely as possible. Several geothermal dealers and vendors there, and heat pumps and other electric heat systems, possibly some insulation displays. We've got some new things this year. We're talking about lighting. The latest technology now is LED lights. For years, we've been saying CFL lights were the latest thing, and those are still replacing incandescents. But today, it's starting to look more and more favorable toward looking at LED lamps. They're still kind of expensive, but they've got some advantages even over LEDs, I should say, even over CFL. And they're a whole lot better than incandescent bulbs. They're longer life and use so much less energy that we're encouraging people to look at other technologies to get rid of the oldest lights out there and keep their energy use to the minimum of what they need to really light their homes and farms and businesses.
Dan, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Hey, it's great to be here, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.